From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The U.S. Secretary of State in Mexico. Mexican officials have expressed their concerns with two visiting U.S. cabinet secretaries about U.S. threats of deportations and the building of a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and the Department of Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly met with their counterparts in Mexico City. Secretary Tillerson spoke with these reporters.
During the course of our meetings, we discussed the breadth of challenges and opportunities in the U.S.-Mexico relationship. Although our two nations share a long history, our visit was forward-looking, focusing on common interests that would advance security and economic well-being.
The visit by the Trump administration officials comes at a low point in relations between the two countries. President Trump has repeatedly insisted that Mexico must pay for a border wall, which lawmakers in Washington estimate would cost at least $12 billion. And just this week, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security outlined policies that could result in the deportation of millions of undocumented immigrants. U.S.-backed forces have retaken the airport in the Iraqi city of Mosul, controlled by Islamic State since 2014. This would give the Iraqis access to the city from the southwest and, for the first time, control of an area along the Tigris River. A suicide car bomber has killed at least 35 people and wounded many others in a Syrian village near El Bab, just one day after Turkish forces and their rebel allies took much of the strategic town from Islamic State. The blast on Friday struck an opposition security post, killing many civilians along with opposition forces. According to Turkish media and Syrian activist groups, the Turkish and rebel forces moved into the town Thursday after Islamic State fighters withdrew.